be with you here once a month, and I really look forward to it.
啊，我真是很荣幸能够每个星期能够来，每个月能够来这里一次跟大家分享。
Well, I've been in a series of messages with you each month, and we've been looking at Acts chapter 2 and the characteristics and practices of the early church, and we're going to do that once again tonight.
啊，在过去一段时间呢，我为大家带来了一系列的一些讲座。信息，我们通过查考《使徒行传》的第二章，我们了解早期教会它的一些特质和他们的一些作为。今天晚上呢，我们还再一次的来接一个讲座。
And today I want to help us dig a little deeper into the question of why were the early Christians so focused on worshiping God?
好，那今天我们要花一点时间来更进一步的探讨一下，在早期教会的时候，那些当时的基督徒他们为什么会这么样注重对神的敬拜？
And I think we can find the answer in today's scripture on the back of your worship folder. There's the scripture. I won't be reading all of that tonight, but you can follow along here in just a few moments as we read verses 37 through 41.
好，那我们今天的这个信息呢，可以这个问题呢，可以在我们在周报背后的经文里面可以找到答案，是在啊出自于《使徒行传》的第二章14节到41节。
And in order to get the fullness of what was happening, let me just tell you a little bit what was taking place just prior to Peter's sermon.
我们要如果能够完整的能够了解当时所发生的事情的话呢，让我先花一点时间来跟大家讲述一下在彼得他讲道之前的情形。
The Holy Spirit had come upon the people and caused them to speak in other languages, and some of those who were seeing and hearing this thought that they had all been drinking, and were drunk.
当知道当时的时候，圣灵降临在众人的身上，所以大家都说起了别国的语言。于是有些人呢，看到这样的情形，就讥笑他们是被新酒灌醉了。
And so Peter got up to explain to them what was happening, and then for us tonight, we pick up the remainder of this passage in verse 37, and I want to encourage you to follow along there if you would.
那这个时候呢，彼得就站出来向大家述说所发生的事情。那今天呢，我们这个圣经呢，我们会集中探讨一下，就是在第37节。
Verses 37 through 41, here's what it says.
在《使徒行传》的第二章第37节到41节这样说道。
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其他的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
And those who had accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
There's a phrase in this passage that jumped out to me as I was putting some thoughts together for this series and this message here tonight.
在我为今天晚上准备这篇讲道的时候，这段经文当中有一段话引起了我的注意，特别。
It's the phrase found in verse 37, and it says, After Peter finished preaching, and the people had heard what he had to say, they were cut to the heart.
那这一节话呢，就是在37节，众人听见这话，觉得扎心。
They were cut to the heart, and they asked, What then shall we do?
他们觉得扎心，他们就问到说，我们当怎样行？
And this phrase, this phrase that says cut to the heart is referring to the conviction that overcame them after they heard Peter's, or during and after they heard Peter's message.
那这里用到的觉得扎心这句话也表示说，当他们听到彼得的这样的一段讲道以后，他们认罪悔改的心临到他们。
As we look at this idea of conviction, we need to know that in its simplest meaning, a conviction is something about which we are convinced.
那我们当我们来看看这个认罪悔改这样的一个信念，我们知道说简单的来讲，它是和我们确信的事情有关。
And in most cases, we're convinced. The word convince is used in the Bible. It's a synonym of the word convict and deals with those who are convinced or convicted of sin.
那这个词呢，在圣经当中它使用的时候，也就表征是说与认罪的人有相关。
Conviction is an awareness of our sinfulness and of God's righteousness and the great valley that spans between the two.
我们这里讲到的认罪这样的一个信念的话，它包括几个层面的意思，既包括有认识到自己的罪性，也包括认识到神的公义和良知。
When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, those who heard God's word were cut to the heart, they were convicted.
当彼得在五旬节讲到的时候，听到的这些人，他们觉得扎心，他们就认罪悔改。
And today we're going to unwrap this idea a bit more to gain a better understanding of how conviction works in our lives.
我们今天再花更多的时间来仔细来探讨一下这个问题，看看认罪悔改这样的一个信念在我们的生命当中有什么样的功用。
I want to always encourage you to take notes if you'd like to do that, but let me share some thoughts with you. Biblical conviction leads every one of us to number one, real repentance.
我们建议大家能够有这样的计划，可以做一些这样的笔记。那我们今天讲的这个确实的这样悔改，它带来的跟我们生命当中是一个真实的悔改。
In verse 37, it says, the people replied, "Brothers, what shall we do?"
在第37节这里讲到说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
And then we jump to verse 41, and it says, "Those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day."
我们看到在第41节的时候就说到，于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
And somewhere between verses 37 and 41, the people experienced real repentance.
我们可以看见在37节到41节之间的地方，人认识到自己的罪，他们有真实的悔改。
And when we look at this word repentance, we can find some deeper and richer meaning from its original text. And I just want to share three Greek words that will help describe its meaning for you tonight.
我们其实可以从一些原文当中可以找到关于这个认罪悔改罪更深更丰富的意义。今天晚上呢，我会跟大家一起来分享一下三个这个词的三个希腊文的字义。
The first word is metamelomia. I can barely pronounce it myself.
第一个词呢就是希腊文是 metamelomia。
And this word means regret or the recognition of sin.
这个词它的意思就是后悔或者是认识到自己的罪。
And even before the people asked the question, "Brothers, what shall we do?" they were beginning to recognize sin in their lives.
当人们在问到说弟兄们我们当怎样行的之前的时候，他们就意识到他们生命当中有罪性。
And for you and I, this is the place of beginning for repentance in our lives.
就像对于你和我来说一样，这个时候就是我们生命当中我们开始认罪悔改的起始。
It's the recognition of sin in our hearts.
也就在我们的内心当中，我们认知到我们有罪性。
The second meaning, the second Greek word is metanoio. Metanoio.
那第二个的希腊字就是 metanoio。
And this means to think differently, or is the actual confession of sin to God.
那这个字的意思呢，就是有不同的思考，或者是向神来认罪。
And it's with this word that we take our regret that we have just experienced, and we begin to change our thinking about ourselves and about our sinful life by asking the same question that these people did: What shall we do?
当我们有这个对罪的这个认识的时候，我们就开始会有一些不同的想法，我们也会想到要改变我们的这个有罪的生命，我们开始会问这样的问题，我们要怎么办。
And we begin to understand here that perhaps we're not as good as we thought we were.
这个时候我们就可能会意识到我们也许不像我们自己想象的那么的好。
We begin to want to change our behavior.
我们开始会想要改变我们的行为。
And this is perhaps the place where we most of us really wrestle with.
这个可能也是让我们每一个人都很挣扎的一个地方。
Because oftentimes our actions aren't matching up to what we were convinced or convicted of.
因为我们发现我们的行为可能和我们自己所期许的那样没有办法能够达到我们期许的要求。
And then the third word is metanoia.
那第三个词呢它希腊词是 metanoia, nona.
This is true repentance.
这个词的意思就是真实的悔改。
It's the actual, not just the regret, not just the confession of sin, but the turning away from sin.
这里讲到这个真实的悔改不单是好像认识到自己的罪或承认自己的罪而且要远离自己的罪。
The people asked, what shall we do? And Peter told them to repent and be baptized.
人们问到说我们当如怎样行彼得告诉他们说你们要悔改要受洗。
And 3,000 people did exactly that day.
那一天有3,000人受洗。
They recognized their sin, they confessed their sin, and they turned away from their sin.
他们不但认识到自己有罪而且他们也承认自己的罪他们还从罪里远离罪恶。
And friends, there's a big difference between feeling regret, confessing that regret, and turning from it.
朋友们我们知道在认识到罪和承认罪和远离这个罪有很多它是有完全不同的意义。
And it's in the turning away from sin where God blesses you and I.
当我们远离罪的时候神的祝福就临到我们。
And we can clearly see this in our scripture today. It's not a once and done deal, but turning away from sin is an ongoing process in our lives.
远离罪恶这个不是一次的努力而是我们一生的功课。
Biblical conviction will also lead us to point number two,Godly character.
我们这里讲的认罪的悔改呢，也可以带来我们的第二点，就是属神的这样的一个品格。
We can see the evidence of their conviction in passages or verses 42 through 47.
我们可以在这个第42节到第47节，可以看到他们认罪悔改以后他们的一些变化。
They were fully focused on worshiping God.
他们完全的注重于对神的敬拜。
And if you and I are focused on worshiping God, we are going to live with godly character.
当我们注重对神的敬拜的时候，我们的生命当中就可以流出神的品德。
And the truth for us is this, we can't worship God and at the same time conduct our lives in an ungodly manner.
事实是我们不可能一边的在敬拜神，在另外一方面过着不虔敬的生活。
And the truth is that it's necessary at times to give extra attention to the components in our lives.
在我们的生命当中的时候，我们有很多时候肯定要关心我们生命当中的一些的要素。
Sometimes it may be our finances.
有些时候这些要素可能是我们的财务。
Sometimes it may be a health issue.
可能是我们的身体的健康状况。
Sometimes it might be a relational or emotional issue.
也可能是我们人与人的关系，或者是一段的感情。
And whatever it might be, there is one thing that should get our constant attention.
不论这些事情是什么样的事情，有一件事情它值得我们完全的全然的注意。
And that's our character.
那就是我们的品质。
Our character defines who we are. It defines our life.
我们的品质就决定了我们要什么样的生命。
And the question we need to ask here is this: Why then should we be concerned with our character? Because if biblical conviction leads to godly character, why should we be concerned with it?
那这个问题就是说，为什么我们要关心我们的品质呢？如果真心的悔改就可以给我们有神的品质的话，为什么要关心这个事情呢？
Let me give you a few reasons from 1 Timothy chapter 4, 11 through 12.
我们可以在这个提摩太书前书第四章，我们可以看到一些这样的答案。
Paul is giving young Timothy some instructions on how to lead, and he says this, command and teach these things.
保罗呢教导年轻的提摩太说，这些事你们要吩咐人，也要教导人。
Don't let anyone look down upon you because you are young.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要。
But set an example for the believers in speech.
总要在言语上
in life
行为上
in love
爱心
in faith
信心
and in purity
清洁上
And when we talk about character, we have to make sure that we deal with our character every single day.
都做信徒的榜样。当我们讨论到这个品质的事情的时候，我们讲到品质是需要我们每天都要来对付的。
Why? Because our character gives strength to our words.
为什么是这样说呢？因为我们的品质、品德能够来给我们的言语有力量。
Paul said to Timothy, command and teach these things.
保罗对提摩太说，这些事你们要吩咐人，也要教导人。
I bet we've all had situations in our lives where we were around someone with a lack of character, and not one word of out of their mouth did we find credible.
我想我们在我们的生活当中都遇到这样的人，他的生命没有生命没有任何的品质，所以他嘴里所说的话也没有任何的可信。
And for you and I as believers, we want to make sure that our character will give strength to how we speak.
作为信徒，我们愿意我们的品质能为我们的话语带来力量。
Why is our character important to look at every day? Because our character can make up for inadequacies in other areas of our life.
我们为什么要每天都来关注我们的品质呢？因为我们的品质可以遮盖我们的一些不足。
And this is the point in the text here in 1 Timothy. Paul tells young Timothy to be an example for other believers in spite of his youth.
这也就是这段经文所要表达的观点。保罗告诉年轻的提摩太说，你要成为别人的榜样。
Our character will qualify us when age, training, or other qualities may be missing from our life.
你的品质呢，可以在补足你在一些别的方面，比如说你的年龄方面的一些不足的缺失。
God isn't as concerned with our ability and our age as he is with our character.
神他关心的是我们的品质，他并不过多的关心我们的年龄或者是我们的能力。
We should also look after character because our character gives others an example to follow.
而且我们的品质也可以让人成为榜样，成为别人的榜样。
In verse 12, Paul instructed Timothy to be an example in speech and life and love and faith and in purity.
在十二节保罗也对提摩太说，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
And then our character will also point others to Christ.
我们的品质也可以让别人能够认识基督耶稣。
We have to skip down a bit in the passage in 1 Timothy to verse 16. Watch your life and doctrine closely.
我们看一下这个第四章，提摩太前书第四章的第十六节，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Paul tells Timothy to persevere in them because if he does, he will save both himself and his hearers.
保罗对告诉提摩太说，在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
And then number three tonight, biblical conviction.Will also lead us to serious commitment.
这个第三个今天晚上我要分享的观点就是，我们的这个认罪的悔改可以让我们有全然的摆上。
When it comes to this idea of commitment, we need to know that Jesus is on a great search for people who are willing to get serious about their faith and about their convictions.
我们知道当我们讲到这个全然的摆上的时候，我们知道主耶稣基督一直在寻找一个对自己的信仰一直完全摆上的人。
When we look at verses 42 and through 47, we see a few different times that the early Christians were devoted to.
我们看到这个使徒行传第二章的第42节到第47节的时候，我们看到这里讲到有恒心的这样一个词。
And that word devotion simply means that they were loyal.
这个恒心投入或者是献身这个词就表达有忠心忠诚的意思。
It means they were dedicated.
也有投入的意思。
And faithful.
也有信实的意思。
And committed.
是完全的投入。
There wasn't any hesitancy at all in their lives as believers.
在他们的生命生活当中没有任何的犹豫。
Author and speaker John Maxwell once said,Until you and I are committed, there is a hesitancy, a chance to draw back.
约翰 Maxwell 曾经这样说，他说， 在我们完全的投入之前，我们的生命当中还有这样的犹豫。
But the moment I definitely commit myself, then and only then is when God will also move.
啊，当我们完全的投入、全然的摆上的时候，也就在这个时候，神也开始动他的工。
And when we talk about commitment, we need to understand that involvement is different than commitment.
啊，当我们讨论献身、投入这样的时候，我们要知道这个跟参与是完全不同的两个概念。
The difference between involvement and commitment is like an eggs and ham breakfast.
这个投入、献身和这个参与就像是鸡蛋和火腿的早餐。
The chicken was involved, but the pig was committed.
这个鸡呢，它只是参与了，但是这个猪呢，就是全然的摆上了。
And sometimes the sad reality is that most people settle for being involved.Without ever really making a serious commitment.
非常遗憾的是，我们知道很多人他们满足于有参与，而没有全然的摆上。
Being involved for you and I means that we can do what we want, when we want, and where we want.
参与的意思就是说，在我们想要做的时候，或者是在我们想要做的地方，做我们愿意做的事情。
But serious spiritual commitment means that you and I are at the call of Jesus.24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
严肃的、全然的摆上，就表达我们在24小时、每天24小时、每周7天、每年的365天，我们都完全听从神的差遣。
Number 4 for us tonight, biblical conviction will lead us to unwavering beliefs. Unwavering beliefs.
我们今天的第四点就是我们的悔改可以让我们有坚定的不动摇的信念。
It's going to lead us to action.
它会让我们带来我们生命，带出我们生命当中的行动。
Barb and I have some friends that are missionaries, that we help support on a monthly basis in China.
Bob 和我呢，我们有机会能够来支持一些在中国的宣教的朋友。
And they certainly have to be very careful with what they say and what they do as it relates to Christianity.
他们关于说他们在语言方面或在行为方面非常的小心，因为这关系到我们的信仰。
And my guess is this: if they did not have an unwavering belief in what they were doing,
我猜想如果他们不是对他们所做的有坚定的信念的话
，if they were not convicted or cut.To in their hearts about serving Christ in China.
如果他们不是有一个坚定的信念，能够知道在中国来服侍神
，they simply would not be doing what they are doing.
他们就不会做他们现在在做的事情。
They took action based on the conviction of their unwavering beliefs.
因为他们的坚定的信念给他们带出了他们的行动。
And that unwavering belief for them was that Christ.Needed to be shared in China.
他们坚定的信念就是基督耶稣的名要在中国被高举被分享。
And they're putting their life out there.
他们把他们生命在那里摆上。
And Christ calls you and I to have an unwavering belief based on our convictions that will lead us every time to action.
神也呼召你我，我们应该在接受神的呼召而带出通过我们的认罪的悔改带出我们的行动。
He calls you and I.To put our life out there.
他呼召我们把我们的生命摆上。
And to let him work through us.
他呼召我们让他能够通过我们的生命来工作。
In only the way that he can.
这只有我们神才能做的。
Let me ask you a question tonight.
让我来问你一个问题今天晚上。
Do you have an unwavering belief that will lead to action?
你有一个坚定不动摇的信念吗？这样的一个信念带出了行动吗？
The answer to that, I hope, is absolutely yes.
我希望大家的答案是是的。
But if you're questioning that, we need to understand that conviction is the issue that we need to deal with first.
如果你的答案是不确定的话，那我们应该知道，我们今天首先要对付的问题就是我们的认罪的悔改。
It was conviction that began the process.For those first 3,000 people to come into a relationship with Christ.
就是这样的认罪，这样的悔改的事，能够让那3000人他们能够来到神的面前，能够 归入主的名下。
And conviction will be the beginning part of the process for you and I as well.
啊，这个认罪悔改也是你我生命当中的一个起始。
And then lastly tonight, biblical conviction leads us to being filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，那第五点，最后一点，也就是啊，这样的悔改可以让我们的生啊，让我们充满圣灵。
Peter said in verse 38, "And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
啊，在第三十八节啊，彼得说你们会受到接受圣灵。
And if you and I were to take a quick trip tonight through the history of the early church, we would find that the Holy Spirit was here, there, and everywhere else.
啊，如果我们有机会经历这个早期教会的这样的经历的话，我们可以发现，在当时啊，圣灵是遍布在这里、那里、所有的地方。
How many of you tonight want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
啊，今天晚上在这里的弟兄朋友弟兄们、姐妹们，有多少人愿意被圣灵来充满
？Christ offers that for us, friends.
基督为我们提供了那样的答案。
In a powerful way.
啊，用一个非常强有力的办法。
You and I can experience.What the early believers experienced when the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
啊，我们可以像早期的基督徒那样，能够感受到圣灵的充满。
And flooded their heart and their mind.
啊，充满了他们的心，充满了他们的灵。
Convicted them of their ways.
啊，能够让他们改变他们的生命。
And set them on the path to holiness.
让他们踏上了一条走向成圣的道路。
And when we talk about.This idea of being filled with the Holy Spirit, here's what it means.
当我谈到被圣灵充满的时候，这是我所表达的意思。
It means that you and I have acknowledged our sin and we've asked Christ to forgive us of those sins.
也就表示说我们能够认识到我们的生命当中的罪，我们愿意求神来饶恕我们的罪。
Not one of us here tonight can be filled with the Holy Spirit without first making that decision in our life.
我们当中没有任何一个人能够今天晚上能够被圣灵充满，如果没有能够做那样的一个决定。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit also means that you and I are beginning a journey to live a holy life.
被圣灵充满也就意味着我们要开始一个过一个圣洁的生活。
When we come into a relationship with Christ, we've been living a godless life, and we come into a relationship with Christ, and the Holy Spirit fills us.
当我们过一个圣洁的生活的时候，我们来到主的面前，主的圣灵就会充满我们。
And we begin that journey to become more like Him.
我们当我们的能够过一个更像他的生活。
That holy life.
这样的一个圣洁的生活。
God says in Leviticus chapter 11 verse 44.
在利未记十一章四十四节，主有这样说道
：I am the Lord your God.
我是耶和华你们的神。
Consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy.
所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
What that means is that as a part of our Christian maturity, you and I are to strive toward living a godly life, which is, of course, a holy life.
这也就是表示说，在我们的生命当中，我们应该活得像神一样，我们要成为活一个圣，过一个圣洁的生活。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit also means that we're set apart.
被圣灵充满也意味着我们被分别出来。
Leviticus 20 verse 26, You are to be holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own.
利未记的第二十章二十六节提到说，你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的，并叫你们与万民有别，使你们做我的名。
And then being filled with the Holy Spirit means that,We are sanctified.
被圣灵充满也表示说我们要被清洁。
And we can find that meaning in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11.
我们可以在哥林多前书第六章十一节找到这方面的意思。
But you were washed, the scripture says.
这一节经文说到你们已经洗净。
You were sanctified.
成圣。
You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
称义了，你们是奉主耶稣基督的名
，and by the Spirit of our God，
并是接着我们神的灵。
Being sanctified means to be holy，
洗净就是成圣，被圣洁。
Sacred，
被圣洁。
And consecrated to God Himself，
成圣成为归于主。
And friends tonight， we need to know that God speaks to us about our lives。
朋友们要知道。 主在我们的生命当中不断地对我们说话。
And along that journey, he will also convict us about some issues that we need to address with him.
啊，他也会告诉我们一些我们需要神来对付的事情。
Do you want God to do an incredible work in your life?
我们是不是想要神在我们生命当中做一个奇妙的工？
Do you want to be a part of something that only God can do?
啊，我们是不是想成为神工的一部分，只有神能做的工的一部分？
I've titled this series, A Dangerous Church. And my question is, do you want to be a part of a dangerous church that turns the world upside down?
我们今天的讲到的题目是一个有活力的教会。我们愿意成为这个有活力的教会的一部分，能够让这个世界改变。
If you answered yes to any of those questions,
如果你的答案是是。
We are reminded tonight that we need to open our heart and our mind for God to speak to us.
我们要打开我们的心，打开我们的灵，来听神对我们说的话。
Let me pray this evening.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight.
在天上的父，今天晚上我们来到你的面前。
And Lord, I can't help but be reminded of the light that you shine upon us.
主啊，我们真是被提醒到你的光，光照了我们。
And God, my prayer tonight is that your light will shine on us and in us.
主，我们今天晚上祷告就是愿你的光不但光照我们，也光照我们的内心。
To reveal to us those areas that we need to be convicted of.
能够让我们看到我们内心中有些需要悔改认罪的地方。
Because Lord, when we're convicted, when we're convinced of sin issues in our lives, that is the place of freedom, the beginning place of freedom for us.
主，也只有当我们认识到我们的有认罪悔改的时候，我们才能够得到真正的自由。
And Lord, it's my prayer tonight that all of us will experience freedom.
主，我的祷告就是我们今天晚上大家都能够一起感受到自由。
There might be someone here tonight that is just kind of wavering in their spiritual walk.
也许在我们当中有的弟兄姐妹，可能他的信仰还不那么的坚定。
And they need the power of the Holy Spirit to move in their life.
我们需要你圣灵的能力来改变我们的生活。
There might be somebody here tonight that's going through some difficulties.
也许我们当中有弟兄姐妹，我们生命当中遇到了各种各样的困难。
And they need the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through their lives.
我们也需要圣灵的能力帮我们度过这样的困难。
And God, I pray that in each one of us that are here tonight, that the power of the Holy Spirit would be with us.
主，愿你的圣灵的能力与我们每一位弟兄姐妹同在。
Not only tonight,
不单是今天晚上，
but for the coming week,
也在接下来的这个星期。
Move in our heart and our mind, we pray.
改变我们的心，我们在祷告。
In your holy name,
奉主你的圣名祷告，阿门。
Amen.